A Fayetteville Housing Authority project that's become a source of controversy in South Fayetteville in recent months will go on as planned. The City Council voted 5-2 last night to deny the appeal of a Planning Commission decision made in August. That's when the commission approved the expansion of Morgan Manor along East 12th Place, a low-income development run by the Housing Authority. By expanding Morgan Manor, the Housing Authority plans to move residents out of another low-income housing development called Willow Heights into the new apartments that will be built at 12th Place. Then they plan to sell Willow Heights to a developer to help pay for the cost of the expansion. Council Member Sarah Marsh of Ward 1 appealed the Planning Commission's decision to approve the expansion on behalf of Melissa Terry, who lives near Morgan Manor. Marsh argued the expansion would create or compound a dangerous traffic situation.
Increasing the number of residents dependent on walking in a neighborhood that requires walking in the street compounds an already dangerous traffic situation.
However, City Planning Director Andrew Garner told the City Council it was the Planning Department's opinion that the Morgan Manor expansion would better connect the neighborhood and would not create more dangerous traffic conditions. Garner also mentioned that the expansion of Morgan Manor was included in a 2008 master plan for the Walker Park neighborhood approved by the City Council that year. Council Member Matthew Petty cautioned the City Council about denying the Morgan Manor expansion when much larger projects, like the homes at Willow Bend, have been approved in the same area.
I think the safety concerns are present and legitimate, but are trying to be used as a fulcrum to accomplish something else.
Petty says he feels the Morgan Manor project could be better, but also expressed frustration over the allegations that have been made against the members of the Fayetteville Housing Authority.
I don't share the criticism that there was that there wasn't good faith.
City Council members Mark Kenyon and Sarah Marsh were the two who voted to approve Marsh's appeal. Marsh maintained that Fayetteville should have higher standards for public housing.
But ultimately, if anything comes out of this discussion, I want it to be that a message to the council that we need to be paying attention to the Housing Authority Board.
The City Council recently appointed Melissa Terry to the Fayetteville Housing Authority Board after a seat had been vacated.